So he said, everyone who's truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Because what? Because God's seed, what? Remains within him, and he is what? Unable to continue sinning. See, with the word in you, you can't continue sinning because the word ain't going to produce it. How can you do something that's not there? This is why he said in Colossians, I just need to refer to that right now, Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Because see, if the word dwell in you richly, you're not going to practice sin. You may miss it by being ignorant, unlearned in some area, and it may be few and far between, but you won't go out every day and just practice sin. Because that word going to constrain you. The love of God will constrain you. I said the love of God will constrain you. Hallelujah. And see, that's why, this is the reason why you want to get a revelation of it, that God loves me. Anybody love me the way God loves me and I'm going to go against him? Something wrong with me. I don't want to spend any time with him. I don't want to do nothing he says. So then my question then, do I know him? Have I had any kind of dealing with him? So, let me finish this verse up. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Because God's seed remains, well, within him. He's unable to continue sinning because he has been what? Fathered by God himself. Isn't that good? Amen. He has been what? Fathered by God himself. Glory to God. Listen to the Amplified Classic. But he who commits sin, who practice what? Evil doing. They'll catch up after a while. I got to go on. It is what? It is the devil. It is the devil taking his character from the evil one. Because that's what Satan does. Satan can't produce any righteousness. He can't produce any truth. He can't do any good. Oh, it may appear to be good, but you better know if you follow it, it's gonna crash you. Did you hear what I said? If you follow Satan and thinking you're gonna come out on top, no, it's gonna crash you. Because there's nothing good in him. Just as much as God is good, Satan is just that much evil. He has no good in him. God has no evil in him. And we need to know that. And that'll help us so we won't be kind of pinching around, messing around with him, stopping right at the very start. Soon you recognize this is the devil. That's enough. Get out of here. Stop that. Don't be trying to ease around with him. And he comes in so many forms to deceive you. One of the most deceiving ways he comes against us is religion. Because a person says, I go to church and don't believe nothing. We don't hug the neck of those. We pray for them and minister to them, but we don't run fellowship with people that don't believe God. You don't fellowship with unbelievers. You minister to them. Some of the most dangerous people is religious folks. You know why? Because they have a form of godliness, but they're under the cover. They are wicked, 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 wicked. But they appear to be good, and that's why you can't go by what appear. You got to go by what the Word said and what the Holy Ghost said. And love is the very root and source of your power and who you are and what you do. And he will show you. If you walk with God, he will show you Because he said it out of his own mouth, I will show you things to come. If you are trained your, if you train your mind, he said he will, your mind will discern both good and evil. You can develop your mind and become sharp in your mind. It'll pick up what's good and evil. That's in Hebrew 5. If I had time, I'd show it to you. But it's there. But if you're always letting your mind just roam around in ungodly things and unprofitable things and wicked thinking, never take time to renew your mind and develop in the things of God, it's going to feed you garbage. That's all it's going to do. Hallelujah. All right, we'll get back over here. Let me finish this verse up so we can get back over here. Where was I? I was supposed to be reading verse 9. I was in verse 8. No one begotten of God deliberately, knowingly, habitually practice sin. How many? How many? No one. None. No one. See, that'll help you to you know, you don't be ugly to people, but you don't need to be running with folks. If that's all they're doing, I'm not gonna become their friend, their buddy. Now I'll be their friend to tell them the truth. But I'm not gonna run with and let that stuff get off on me. No, I guard my heart. That's what the scripture said. Guard your heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. And so he said, no one begotten of God deliberately, knowingly, habitually practice sin, for God's nature abides in him. His principle of life, the divine sperm, remain what? Permanently within him, not come and go. This divine sperm that produces life in you remain permanently where? Within you, him. He cannot practice sin because he is what? Born, begotten of God. You can't do this successfully as a believer. You got to be real, 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 real. I'm going to say it again. Real, real, real weak. To get born again, taste the good power of the Holy Ghost and all of God's goodness. And then go home and forget about God. And don't ever want to show up. Don't ever want to read your Bible. Don't ever want to pray. You got to be real, 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 real weak. That's almost not even a spark. Because that life is in you, it's going to move you. I'm going to say it again. And the more you feed it, the more it'll dominate. The less you feed it, the less you'll be dominated by the others.